This is 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Dory Nutt. Today on the Sundial Writers' Corner, we feature Walter Timms, a lifelong cook who, after a career that had nothing to do with food, is now indulging an obsession with cuisine, recipes, and cooking. He currently runs a healthy meal preparation and catering service called What's for Supper. Walter regularly contributes his reflections on cooking and a life spent enjoying good food.
Cooking for Dieters, Cooking Fine Food by Walter Timms. Shakespeare's Julius Caesar was suspicious of Cassius, who was a thin man. "Let me have men about me that are fat," he said. "Sleek-headed men such as Sleep o' Nights. Yon Cassius has a lean and hungry look. He thinks too much. Such men are dangerous." I feel somewhat the same way about chefs. I don't want somebody cooking for me who looks like a marathon runner. Such chefs might not be in the right line of work. I want a cook who loves to eat, and if his body bears the mark of a rich and indulgent diet, that's a good thing. With that said, here I am, a chef myself, specializing in food that makes fat people skinny and skinny people better able to stay that way, myself included. Like most Americans and all American women, I've spent a lifetime on diets. Following one fad or another, I've given up or restricted fatty meats, cheeses, eggs, chocolate, sweets, dairy products, salt, bread, pasta. I've fasted and semi-fasted. And please understand, I'm not someone for whom food is fuel. I don't eat because I'll die if I don't. Food for me is keen pleasure. As a serial dieter and a lover of fine food, I've spent a goodly amount of time trying to accommodate these two often at odd attributes. That means that I can cook for other dieters. I empathize. And it's not difficult if you know how to cook and you know how foods work. There's a world of interesting things to choose from, even if your program is crazy restrictive. For example, one group I do meals for today can't have onions. And as any chef knows, something like half the world's most interesting food has a chopped onion somewhere in the list of ingredients. You may not taste it, but you will definitely taste its absence. So what do we do for these folks? We find another aromatic that does some of the same things onions do. Scallions, for example, or sometimes garlic, or sometimes shallots. Or we do dishes that don't require onions to be good, like roasted bell peppers, asparagus, sweet potatoes. What I don't do, and I'm a bit of a purist on this, particularly when trying to serve healthy food, is use a manufactured substitute that pretends to be something it's not. Like a chocolate cake with no chocolate and no cake, cheese with no milk, omelets with no eggs, or God help us, margarine for butter. There's enough variety in world cuisines to find dishes that are wonderful and naturally use ingredients that can work with a restricted diet. Caesar wasn't wrong to be a little nervous about Cassius. Remember the Ides of March. But it may be possible to be a not overly overweight chef doing rich food for heavier than they'd like to be people. And it's certainly possible to be lean and not hungry.
Walter Timms' musings on cooking encourage us to stop and smell the aromas of well-intentioned food. You can hear this and other Sundial Writers' works online. Just click on the Sundial Writers' Corner tab of the WLRH.org webpage. You can hear the Sundial Writers' Corner every Monday at 9, right here on WLRH 89.3 Huntsville.